Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
With their tanks and their bombs and their bombs and their guns in your head, in your head, in your head, zombie, zombie, zombie.
Miss Verma, can men get pregnant?
Dr. Verma,
yes.
I just want to make sure we're
Dr. Verma, can men get pregnant? As a doctor, give me your opinion. As a doctor, can men get pregnant? I'll move on to the next one. Doctor, can men get pregnant?
No.
I know you're a lawyer, an AG, like I was an AG. Can men get pregnant?
No.
Ashley Moody, what did you do? She's asking, they were having testimony over the, you know, pharmaceutical abortions, okay, and their safety. And she asks what I think she thought was, you know, maybe a simple question, you know, well, can men get pregnant? And you would have thought maybe that was something, you know, that you could just solve, no problem. Well, no, I mean, you know, only women can get pregnant. Despite what you might have read in your local feminist tract, or transgender tract, or whatever. But in the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee, HELP, it's the HELP Committee.
Oh, that's not bad.
I know, right? It's pretty good. The hearing was Protecting Women Exposing the Dangers of Chemical Abortion Drugs in the Dirksen Office Building. So Ashley Moody asks that question first, you know, former Florida AG, our senator now. And so following up, Josh Hawley. this is I'm just going to kind of play through this here.
He's the guy from Missouri, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah.
Dr. Verma, I wasn't sure I understood your
answer. So, by the way, did you hear the first part of this where she's kind of like upset that she didn't call her doctor?
Dr. Verma.
Yes.
Because she calls her Miss.
Miss Verma.
It's doctor. Sorry, it made me cough.
Dr. Verma, I wasn't sure I understood your answer to Senator Moody a moment ago. Do you think that men can get pregnant?
I hesitated there because I wasn't sure where the conversation was going or what the goal was. I mean, I do take care of patients with different identities. I take care of many women. I take care of people with different identities. And so that's where I paused. I think, I wasn't sure where you were going with that.
Well, the goal is just the truth. So can men get pregnant?
Again, the reason I paused there is I'm not really sure what the goal of the question is.
The goal is just to establish a biological reality.
Well, the goal of the question is just to, you know, have a baseline for objective reality from somebody who claims to be a medical expert, which kind of means science. So just trying to clarify that, you know, men can't get pregnant though, right?
You said a moment ago that science and evidence should control, not politics. So let's just test that proposition. Can men get pregnant?
You know, you ever have like a good question that somebody's just not answering, and I'm just going to keep asking, right? That's where we're at.
Can men get pregnant?
I take care of people with many identities, but
can men get
I take
pregnant?
Care of many women that can get pregnant. I do take care of people that don't identify as women. That
can men get pregnant?
Again, as I'm saying,
let me just remind you what you testified to a moment ago. Science and evidence should control, not politics. Can men get pregnant? You're a doctor,
agree.
I think.
Science and evidence should guide medicine.
Evidence tell us that men can get pregnant? Biological men, can they get pregnant?
I also think yes, no questions like this are a political tool. And
no, yes, no questions are about the truth, doctor. Let's not make a mockery of this proceeding.
Now, okay, there is some merit in what she's saying, that he's clearly now turned this into a political wedge, but it's also a very easy question to answer. It's not complicated, especially since, I mean, all she has to say is, no, men can't get pregnant, but not all women, biologically women, identify as female. You know, some of them identify as men or as male, gender-wise, just not sex-wise. And that's a distinction that I don't want to dishonor or disrespect since I have to take care of a lot of those people. I mean, there are ways to answer this clearly without just totally avoiding it. It reminds me, if you remember when the presidents of the universities where they had the anti-Israel protests came up in front of the Senate and just got grilled and just wouldn't answer the basic questions, and then most of them lost their jobs afterwards. That's what this reminds me of. Now, she's not like that. I don't think she, you know, I think her position probably wherever she is at, maybe she's private practice. I don't know. But that's what it reminds me of is I'm so entrenched in the ideology of gender anarchy, of the rainbow agenda, that I can't answer a very simple, straightforward question that is a yes-no question. I can't just say no. Just say no.
This is about science and evidence, and I'm asking you. You know, the United States Supreme Court just heard arguments yesterday at great length on this question. This is not a hypothetical question. This is not theoretical. It affects real people in their real lives. And you're here as an expert, called by the other side as an expert, and you've been telling us that you follow, right, you're a doctor, and you follow the science and the evidence. So I just want to know, based on the science, can men get pregnant? That's a yes or no question. It really is, I think.
I think you're trying to reduce the complexity of a lot.
I'm not. I'm trying to get, it's not complex. I'm trying to get to an answer, and I'm trying to test, frankly, your veracity as a medical professional and as a scientist. Can men get pregnant?
I think you're also conflating
this
male
is extraordinary.
Female
with no, I'm not conflating male and female. They're two different things. There's biological men and there's biological women.
And then there's gender identity, which is a whole different issue. But, I mean, can somebody with an XY chromosome and a penis get pregnant? I mean, it should be easy to answer. And she just won't do it. Oh, man. This was by far the interaction of the day yesterday. John, we'll come back to this in a second because there's more. not a lot more, but there is more. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now, and not even any delays. I-10, I-110, everything is flowing smoothly so far. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
And by the way, when you just ignore the question, it's infuriating. It's the worst move possible. See, the smart move is to say, well, I mean, obviously, no, men can't get pregnant. However, you know, you can nuance after, but don't just avoid. Anyway, we'll come back to this in a second. Hey, if you are in need of a roof repair or a roof replacement, or the roof is old and you got to sell the house, that's actually happening these days is, you know, people have a 12-year-old home and they're selling it and they're saying you got to replace the roof to sell it. You say, only 12 years? Yes. Seriously, that's where we're at because of insurance claims, and especially in a hurricane area, you know, that's what we're dealing with. So if you're not sure and you want to find out whether it's repair or replace, or even if it might not need repairing at all, call Quality Roofing Solutions. This is what they do for 20 years. They put 10,000 roofs on homes in this area in Escambia County. Brian Ward started the company 20 years ago, and they've been doing roofs ever since. Great local support of charities, our gateway, local youth sports, financial literacy education in Santa Rosa County. They're doing that for a while. They're a 4.9 rated on Google, which is unheard of. It's crazy. They have lifetime warranty on their roofs, which is crazy, but they do that. You know, if you ever look up my wife was telling me this the other day that on Nextdoor, there's a lot of times people ask all kinds of questions. You know, hey, what's the best restaurant in town? What's the best car place in town? People like, what's a good recommendation for a roofing company? And she says there's always two or three answers to that question, and Quality Roofing Solutions is always one of those answers, consistently one of those. And there's all kinds of reasons why, but you call them and see what you think, okay? QualityRoofingSolutions.com, 777-0961. All right, back to Josh Hawley asking this incredibly unreasonable yes, no question. Can men get pregnant? Of Dr. Nisha Verma, she was the one to emphasize that, who was an OBGYN testifying in front of the Senate yesterday about the safety or not safety of medical abortion, you know, pharmaceutical abortions.
This is about science and evidence, and I'm asking you. You know, the United States Supreme Court just heard arguments yesterday at great length on this question. This is not a hypothetical question. This is not theoretical. It affects real people in their real lives. And you're here as an expert, called by the other side as an expert, and you've been telling us that you follow, right, you're a doctor, and you follow the science and the evidence. So I just want to know, based on the science, can men get pregnant? That's a yes or no question. It really is, I think.
I think you're trying to reduce the complexity of a lot.
I'm not. I'm trying to get, it's not complex. I'm trying to get to an answer, and I'm trying to test, frankly, your veracity as a medical professional and as a scientist. Can men get pregnant?
I think you're also conflating male
this is extraordinary. No, I'm not conflating male and female. They're two different things. There's biological men and there's biological women.
And I mean, there was, like I said, this continued. And I think, you know, he presses the point because he knew this would be gold for, you know, people like me and for talk shows. But also, isn't it amazing that throughout this, she can never come up with an adequate answer, even from her ideology's point of view, to answer the question, can men get pregnant?
And I want to know, can men get pregnant?
I mean, he must have asked it 15 times.
What you're talking about is biological.
You're not going to answer my question.
Biological males.
This isn't hard, doctor. Can men get pregnant? Yes or no?
I would be more than happy to have a conversation with you that is not coming from a place of trying to be polarized and push.
I'm not trying to be polarizing. I'm trying to ask.
Well, he definitely
is. I think it is extraordinary that we are here in a hearing about science and about women. And for the record, it's women who get pregnant, not men.
He couldn't hold out any longer. He had to opine.
We are here about the safety of women and science that shows that this abortion drug causes adverse health events in 11% of cases. That's 22 times greater than the FDA label, another fact you haven't acknowledged. And yet you won't even acknowledge the basic reality that biological men don't get pregnant. There's a difference between biological men and biological women. I don't know how we can take you seriously and your claims to be a person of science if you won't level with this on this basic issue. I thought we were past all of this, frankly. I can't believe we're still here talking about this.
And I mean, I think as you listen, you start can't believe they're still talking about it. But also, if it's a chemical we're talking about, the effect of that chemical on male and female bodies, it becomes irrelevant. But also, what he's saying is, how can you even have a conversation with somebody about what medicine is, what science is, if something so simple can't be agreed upon? And yes, he's trolling her. But is it an unfair troll?
I am a person of science, and I'm also someone here who's here to represent the complex experiences of my patients. And I don't think polarized language or questions serve that goal. I don't think they serve the American people.
It is not polarizing to say that there is a scientific difference between men and women. And I want this to be clear and for the record. It is not polarizing to say that women are a biological reality and should be treated and protected as such.
Well, it is polarizing once you have people who have accepted an ideology that cannot be reconciled with that basic fact.
That is not polarizing. That is truth. It is also, by the way, the United States Constitution, which offers unique protections to women in a variety of circumstances as women. And your refusal to recognize women as women and men as men is deeply corrosive to science, to public trust, and yes, to constitutional protections for women as women. And I think it's extraordinary that you would sit here and advance a political agenda that has been thoroughly discredited and rejected by the American people in this forum. And I'm glad we had this exchange because it is exceptionally clarifying. It is also in many ways quite depressing.
And I will also say this, even though, I mean, I'm on Josh's side, obviously, but I will also say this. It's not valid to say that a scientific view has been discredited by the American people. That's not how science works. It's not popularity among scientists or among the general population or unpopularity among scientists or the general population. None of that matters, right? What matters is what the experiments say and what repeated, observable, duplicatable, testable phenomena. Yeah, I mean, science is a very particular thing, and so I think he's kind of off his strong ground when he says that this is a scientific view that has been discredited by the American people. But still, yes, he's basically. Oh, somebody texted me and says that she's a teaching professor? Really? Adjunct. Okay. Well, I mean, I was an adjunct. Whatever. Adjunct assistant professor at Emory University School of Medicine. 437-1620. Somebody says the back and forth question reminds me of Clinton when he was under oath. Where was it? Somebody says it's, aren't there more pressing matters to the attention of Congress than some need to fixate on verifying the configuration of pointers and setters? It doesn't help take the morning attention away from the brave retreat of Hawley from his momentary war power stance. Oh, no, I agree. Right, Hawley is one of the guys who flipped on the war powers vote. So was this him thinking, oh, man, it's going to look bad for me. I need to generate some controversy to make me look good with the base. Well, you know. Mission accomplished. 625 on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Still rolling accident-free right now. If you're on Highway 29 southbound going toward 9 Mile Road, expect a minor delay in that area. 98, I-10, I-110, everything else is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you need to sell a home or buy a home or do both, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty sell a lot of homes. You know, I had been saying for a couple of years because they were, 3 years ago they sold 175, 2 years ago they sold 165, and my phrase had been, 3 to 4 a week. Well, and because it was over 200 a couple of years ago, 4 or 5 years ago when it was the peak of the market, interest rates were low, prices were low, everybody was buying all the time fast. It's back up to over 200 in 2025, 209. So 4 homes a week. I mean, just shy of like by one. But 4 homes a week. They are selling loads of houses. Actually, no, I had it right. 4 homes a week. Anyway, they're selling a lot of homes. And the reason I say that is because that's an experience base. That's from knowing how to stage, how to photograph, how to, set the open house, how to follow up, and all kinds of things, even how to price it, because like she had taken on somebody's house that wouldn't sell with another realtor. The realtor told her it's $499. You cannot get more than $499. She comes on and lists it at $625, sells it within 10 days for cash. Now, that's unlikely to happen all the time. But the point is, sometimes you got to look at something as even more valuable than you thought it was, or other things that get taken for granted that maybe other realtors don't think of, and she does. So what makes her different? Just call her and ask. Always interview a couple of people. That's fine. Just make sure Christina Leavenworth is on your list. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. Did you know that Florida recently passed a major tort reform package? The legislature reduced Florida's general injury statute of limitations from 4 years to 2 years. They limited attorneys' fees and homeowners' lawsuits, which could adversely affect homeowners. For any injury claim, call me, Terrence A. Gross, at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
Do you have questions regarding your plants and landscaping? If so, the Garden Line is for you. I am Mike Wiggins, and every Tuesday morning at 9, we are here for you on News Radio 92.3 to answer your questions. Seasonal changes call for different activities in your lawn and garden, so tune in and text or call with your questions on the Garden Line on Tuesdays at 9 and an encore each Saturday at the same time.
The Garden Line on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Tuesdays at 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This is your brain. This is drugs. This is your brain on drugs.
Gender identity.
Any questions?
You don't like my version as much? This is your brain on gender anarchy theory. Can't answer the question. All right, David Wayne
is in. Andrew.
Okay. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is urging residents in his state to stay calm as federal immigration raids continue around Minneapolis. In a public address yesterday, Walz said residents should stay peaceful, noting concerns about federal agents operating in the area.
You know, Ellison Bennett had called in earlier, talked to me off air, and he made the comment. I thought it was a good comment. He said, real leadership in the governor and the mayor would have been, folks, we're investigating. Go home.
Right.
I mean, you're within your rights to be out, but it'd be better if you just go home. Everybody'd be happier. These kind of confrontations wouldn't be happening. You're creating a situation that is more likely to generate danger. Go home. Anyway, go ahead, David.
Absolutely. Well, state leaders there in Minnesota say tensions are high, but violence would only make the situation worse. The United Nations Security Council meeting today to discuss the crisis in Iran. The emergency briefing was requested by the United States, as reports indicate that possibly thousands of protesters could have been killed during the demonstrations.
This is crazy. I was reading some stuff yesterday. The number of protesters killed was, previously we had thought 500, and then the number I saw was 2,500. And they're saying the range is 2,000 to 20,000. And we just have no idea. Like, one photo of a giant pile of bodies out behind a hospital has been verified. You know, like 400 bodies. Like, it's insane what's going on in Iran right now. Sorry, go ahead, David. It's horrifying to imagine. And, you know, is it over? Or if it's over, is it over only because they've already killed everybody? It's just, anyway, go ahead.
International leaders are expected to press Iran for more details on that. And more than 1.5 million Verizon customers were left without service yesterday during a huge outage. That disruption lasted about 7 hours and affected cities all the way from New York to Houston. But cut rate Mint Mobile was chugging along strong.
I was fine. I know my stuff was just fine.
Absolutely.
So I guess now we know the answer to the question. Can you hear me now?
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. Protesters battle with federal law enforcement in Minneapolis overnight after a second ICE-involved shooting in the city in just 1 week. Officials say an agent shot an illegal immigrant in the leg out of self-defense after being attacked with a shovel.
Protesters were calling law enforcement murderers and shouting at officers to kill themselves. DHS says this all began when officers were conducting a targeted traffic stop of an illegal migrant from Venezuela who tried to escape, crashed his car, and then ran.
Fox's Matt Finn, the man shot, is expected to be okay. Verizon announcing the nationwide outage is resolved after leaving more than a million users with their phones stuck in SOS mode.
At its peak, the carrier suffered a major outage impacting more than 170,000 people, according to the outage tracking site Down Detector.
Fox's Kevin Cork, Verizon apologizing in a statement. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. Cold start to our day, sitting at 39 degrees right now across the air. You'll get our full forecast from Channel 3 in just a few minutes. A Navarre man is behind bars after an attempted armed burglary at a local jewelry store. Santa Rosa County deputies say 37-year-old Tyler Saka tried to break into Navarre Jewelers on Highway 87 Tuesday night. Investigators say he initially got away, but deputies were able to track him down later. Saka now faces charges of armed burglary, possession of burglary tools, and wearing a mask while committing a crime. There were no injuries reported. In Okaloosa County, an illegal immigrant is facing serious criminal charges involving minors. The sheriff's office says Marco Lanza Chiricios of Fort Walton Beach made sexually inappropriate remarks to several underage girls. He was charged last week with lewd and lascivious exhibition. Deputies say Chiricios entered the United States illegally around 8 years ago. He's currently being held with no bond and also on an immigration hold. Tensions flared during immigration-related protests along the Gulf Coast Tuesday. During a second day of demonstrations outside a hotel in St. Petersburg, deputies say one arrest was made. They also stopped a driver behaving dangerously near the crowd.
Yeah, so a guy came down here earlier. This was probably a couple hours ago, and he was driving in a manner where he did kind of a fishtail and driving a little fast. Deputy stopped him. We didn't cite him. We gave him a warning and told him basically knock it off. So that's what happened as a result of that traffic stop.
Pinellas County Sheriff Bob Gualtieri says the driver was given a warning and told to leave the area. Authorities do say the situation did not escalate further. Law enforcement agencies across the state continue to emphasize safety as protests continue for related to issues that are emotionally charged. Well, if you're going to be headed downtown over the weekend, expect a few changes, possibly some delays. News Radio's Chris Bryan with this story. He says patience will be key as crews are making adjustments to traffic patterns.
Changes are coming to the motoring landscape of downtown Pensacola. Beginning Sunday, drivers on Garden Street will encounter a temporary traffic shift. This is between Pace Boulevard and North Donaldson Street. Now the travel lanes will move south to create a work zone on the north side. This configuration is part of the ongoing construction activity in that corridor. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much for that update, Chris. In Tallahassee, the Florida Senate has unanimously approved a major rural renaissance plan aimed at helping struggling communities across the state. The proposal would invest hundreds of millions of dollars into rural health care, education, infrastructure, and economic development. It includes up to $15,000 in student loan repayment for teachers who agree to work in rural areas, along with more than $150 million to resurface and rebuild rural roads. The plan is a top priority for Senate President Ben Albritton, but its future is still uncertain in the House. A similar plan passed the Senate last year, but stalled and ultimately died in the House. 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Good morning, John.
Well, good morning, David. We are still rolling accident-free right now. Avalon Boulevard southbound approaching I-10. Seeing just a minor delay already this morning. I-10, I-110, they are all flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We are starting your morning off very cold with temperatures in the 30s. Heading into your afternoon, we will be seeing very breezy conditions out of the north, high near 49 degrees, sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping into that freezing range below 30 degrees. Heading into Friday, sunny skies, high near 61. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 48. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. It's 39 degrees right now. We've got mostly clear skies this morning. Your next news at 7 and breaking news. Anytime it happens, I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Oil prices are sharply lower by more than 3% after Trump says killing has stopped in Iran. West Texas Intermediate currently sitting at $59.95 per barrel. Brent currently sitting at $64.33 per barrel. Treasury yields inched higher this morning as investors monitored geopolitical uncertainty with talks over Greenland and the possibility of a U.S. strike on Iran. The benchmark 10-year Treasury yield was less than one basis point higher at 4.143%. The yield on the 2-year Treasury was also barely higher at 3.52%. Automakers are increasingly investing in energy storage businesses as demand for the EV batteries falters. Ford said in December it plans to convert one factory meant for EV batteries to energy storage products, spending $2 billion on top of the nearly $6 billion it invested building the factory. Futures are moderately higher. Wednesday, the Dow Industrials lost 42, the NASDAQ down 238, the S&P 500 down 37. That's your money now.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Add more road to your trip with the new 2026 Subaru Crosstrek or Forester Hybrid. Our new hybrids will keep you going no matter where the road goes. With up to 597 miles per tank, the Crosstrek Hybrid easily takes you to more places. And the Forester Hybrid sports a driving range of up to 581 miles per tank. Mileage like that lets you journey farther. And combined with Subaru's legendary capability of standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, you'll be able to handle any unexpected conditions and terrain with ease. Paved roads, graveled roads, just about any road, they're all fair game in the new 2026 Subaru Hybrid. Better fuel economy, legendary reliability, you'll find both in the Subaru Crosstrek Hybrid and Subaru Forester Hybrid. Love goes the extra mile at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
ZipRecruiter.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Well, first, let me back up to November. Myself and some of my colleagues, we put out a little video, and we just said to members of the military, don't follow illegal orders. We stated the law.
Right.
Donald Trump didn't like
about
that.
Five of you guys, six of you guys.
Yeah, six of us.
Yeah.
It was video, pretty basic.
It was a little, it was like, you know, the Imagine video for senators, but okay, I was with you.
We thought it would get, like, no reaction. Donald Trump said, I should be hanged, executed, prosecuted.
Wow.
And then when the hanging thing, I guess they couldn't figure out how to do that. You know, setting up the gallows in front of the Capitol didn't work out so well.
God.
5 years ago. So then they got the minion, Pete Hegseth.
Yes.
By the way, to like try to prosecute.
I don't know that this is helping you right now.
I don't know that this is helping you right now. Oh, Mark Kelly, right? You know the story. They put out the video. We talked about this a bunch. That they put out the video reminding them of what the UCMJ says, that you're obligated not to obey an illegal order. You know, to disobey any illegal order. The only thing that was really wrong with the video, and I mean, the video was inadequate, but the video did not specify which specific orders or what the process is. And so I think that's a flaw. But the basic idea was, you know, like saying the sky is blue, the grass is green, and you should disobey illegal orders, of course, right? But John Stewart talking to Mark Kelly, this is actually last week, but I just got around to listening to it, and it was so interesting.
But here's the thing.
All right.
They're trying to intimidate all of us.
Of course.
Don't say something they don't like, and especially for members of the military, retired members
right.
like me, keep your mouth shut or they're coming after you. They're going to take away your pension.
Clearly. And now they've got the other five people are being investigated, right? So this is not just Mark Kelly anymore. It's everybody.
Is there anything in retrospect, when you think about the video, because it is the idea that no one was going to react to it probably doesn't seem realistic. When members of the United States Senate and make a direct appeal to camera to service members, like, that's going to get attention, especially in this environment. Is there anything that you would do differently about that video, forgetting about now not, you know, not cowing before somebody threatening your speech? But in retrospect, was it the right way to send the message you wanted to send?
It was the right way, and the only thing I would change is what you said earlier, better music. That is it.
And by the way, there's been a follow-up on this where the there were billboards that were taken up in Florida, and the billboard essentially says, you know, obey only lawful orders, and then it has a kind of a message below that in very small print, the kind of print that you cannot possibly read, but it's actually, I think it's from the UCMJ, general order regulation is lawful unless it is contrary to the Constitution, laws of the United States, or lawful superior order, so actually reminding them that orders are presumptively legal, which is an important thing to remember. It's not just up to each individual on every order they're given to think through whether it's legal or illegal. Orders are presumptively legal, and you should obey them unless it's very clear and obvious to a reasonable person that you should not. And that's what Mark Kelly kind of went on to explain.
Isn't there something to senators taking on that task themselves and not necessarily maybe outsourcing it to rank and file that might not be as versed in what is legal and what isn't? Isn't that a hard decision for them?
Let me explain this as plainly as I can. This is a question about what would a reasonable person think under these circumstances.
Is that the standard?
That's the standard.
Okay.
It's not nuanced. It's not complicated. If a reasonable person would think that this thing that they are asking me to do is illegal, you have an obligation, it's not an option. You have an obligation not to follow those orders.
You know, not to follow those orders. So you might say, if you worked in, say, I don't know, the Pentagon, and you were tasked with investigating Mark Kelly for using free speech, you might wonder whether that's a legal order. right? Because, you know, constitutional rights. But anyway, so I thought John Stewart actually did quite well following up with a fair question. Remember I said at the beginning that the problem with the ad or video or whatever you want to call it, and the billboards even, is that it's general, and because it's general, it doesn't address the specific question of which, and there have been two big ones. One is the deployment of ICE on, you know, to cities where they don't want it. The other, and you might say immigration roundup of various kinds, but the other one would be the boat strikes, right? Those are the two kind of main ones that would have been in consideration. I mean, any illegal order is an illegal order, but those are the two that would be worth talking about, whether they are legal or not.
Are the boat strikes illegal?
Well, so I've been asking this question for a long time. I'm on the Armed Services and the Intelligence Committee.
Right.
They have some complicated legal rationale, 40 pages of why these are legal. It's questionable at best. And by the way, at first it was fentanyl, then it was cocaine, then it was about regime change, then it was about oil.
I understand.
So,
but what I'm, do you see my point?
By the way, he could have given him the Josh Hawley treatment. But are the boat strikes legal? He could have just asked that question again and again.
But what I'm, do you see my point?
Our point is to members of the military who don't get reminded of this often. When something is clearly unlawful, you have an obligation not to follow those orders. It's a pretty simple thing. And we've seen in our history multiple times when even under those circumstances, members of the military have done stuff that was clearly over the line. We did not want that to happen.
And by the way, for I think for some people who are kind of usually on my side of the aisle, on the right, conservative side of the aisle, who have bristled at this a little bit, maybe because it feels like it's not in favor of the military, even though it is absolutely in favor of the military to remind the military what their job is. And also because it's Mark Kelly, he's a Democrat or whatever, even though he's a, you know, Navy veteran, astronaut, pilot. I mean, you know, he does have some credentials in the area. A lot of people on my side usually like to say things like a jury is the ultimate veto on bad, immoral laws because a jury can nullify a law. A jury can literally say the facts in the case would justify a conviction, but we think the law is wrong, and so we find them not guilty. That's called jury nullification. And typically, it's the authoritarians in the room that don't like you to say that, don't like that to be something that people get reminded about. Whereas the people who know the history of sort of British common law and the value of jury nullification in stopping tyranny at its last stop, the place where they put you in jail, believe in that. And I think it's a very parallel thing that Mark Kelly is saying, you know, just like a jury can nullify a bad law, the individual sailor, soldier, airman can nullify an illegal order. But it has to be clearly illegal to a reasonable person and not just a matter of judgment. And even he's saying that the boat strikes to him, who knows a lot more than the average sailor, soldier, airman, he's not definitive that those are illegal. Right? So, you know, which I think is a fair thing. But I like that John Stewart pressed him on that. Oh, sorry. John, go ahead. You're looking at me with eager eyes. I won't call them stink eyes. You're
okay, just, you know, thank you.
Eager eyes.
Eager, yes.
John has traffic on the sevens.
That's right. No accidents to report to you, nor delays. I-10, I-110. Everything is actually flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the sevens.
There you go. I like how that sounds.
Do you deal with him at all? Do you have any personal interaction
with
the president or with the people on his staff or with even Thune? Like, do any of them, is there any communication?
Well, he called for me to be hanged. He did not invite me to play golf the next
I can't imagine.
Then again, the president says all kinds of things, and you never know what might come in the mail as an invitation the next day. So anyway, I thought it was an interesting conversation, especially now that we see the investigation has been widened to include everybody who was on the video. They're not just trying to take away Mark Kelly's pension or whatever. They're also trying to figure out what they can do to stop everybody else from exercising their free political speech. And I hate to be like the 2 days in a row reminding you of like core American constitutional principles, but political speech is at the very heart of free speech, the very core of it. And so trying to use financial leverage against a sitting senator over a political, and I mean, barely at that, right? Just saying what the UCMJ says is really wrong, is really contrary to our system of government, is really wicked. So Whoever should pay for that wickedness, you decide. But 437-1620, I'm Andrew McKay.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out this morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Well, it's bottom of the ninth. The score is tied. It's time for the big one.
You up for this one, Maverick?
Just a walk in the park, Kazansky.
Good morning, 6:50 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, oh, good morning, Jim.
Where's the music coming from? Was that me? I guess that's me. Sorry. I didn't think it was still on. Go ahead, sir.
I was just enjoying it.
A band of skulls, by the way, if you don't know the song. Patterns. Nice.
Well, a crew from the International Space Station has now safely returned to Earth. Of course, it was ahead of schedule. They had a sick astronaut. The Crew 11... crew splashed down off the coast of San Diego early this morning, the first time in the 25-year history of the space station that a mission had to be cut short due to a medical emergency. Authorities in California are reporting the state's largest ever outbreak of mushroom poisoning. The California Department of Public Health says so far 35 people have been poisoned by death cap mushrooms since November. That sounds pretty menacing. People foraging for mushrooms are being warned that a single bite of a death cap mushroom could cause significant toxicity.
All right, I'm just looking it up real quick to see what this thing looks like. It doesn't look all that weird.
Does it just look like any other mushroom?
It's got a kind of a yellow top, and it's a little bit tall in the ones I'm looking at. But let me tell you, the rule is, if you're at all not an expert on mushrooms, don't eat them. That's the rule, right? Because there are so many that are so similar to others. They, you know, the good ones look like the bad ones, and it really takes a level of knowledge to distinguish them. And so the rule is, if you're not sure, do not. Because you can die, you can get sick, you can hallucinate. I mean, who knows? Right?
Being from the Midwest, did you ever do the mushroom hunting thing during morel season?
No.
No?
No.
What?
I don't even know what he's talking about.
I don't either.
Okay.
You don't know?
No.
Morel mushrooms, they're the best. They grow all over the Midwest.
Ass.
They sell for hundreds of dollars a pound. Like, people in the Midwest will get them, and they'll
I think I've heard of California. It, but no, definitely not. So.
But, yeah, it was one of those things. You know, mushrooms are definitely like that. You got to be careful with them. Verizon, big outage on Wednesday. The outage lasted for more than 7 hours, was reported all over the country, basically. Service came back late last night. Verizon is planning to provide account credits to customers that were affected.
And it, I mean, obviously points out how dependent we are on cell phones for everything from business operations, personal communications, to safety and all of that. And, you know, when the service is out, then you what happens to you in your house if you've got your phone is you're like, well, I need to call to tell them, you know, and then you're like, what does your spouse have? Same plan? You know, I mean, we're so dependent on them. And, you know, what percentage of people still have a landline as a backup?
I would say 12%.
I bet it's lower than that.
I'd say single digits, maybe five or six.
Most of the landlines are in businesses, and they're probably hooked up to fax machines or to, you know, phone banks. I bet the home rate is under 5% now.
Or older people that need it hooked up to
fair
their
enough.
Medical
yeah,
devices.
Fair. No, that's true. You're right. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Oh, I have good news. The House of Representatives voted 226 to 197, which is unusual because it means it was a bipartisan vote. All right. 226 to 197. So, and this is 11 Democrats went against their party to vote with the Republicans. Also a little bit unusual. To reverse Biden-era regulations on, are you ready? This is going to make you happy. Low-flow water restrictions on
Amen.
Shower heads.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Are you the type that, like, digs out the filter when you get a new shower head, dig
gets
out
rid
the
of
filter?
The restrictions? Yeah.
No. Yeah, I am.
Washington bureaucrats have gone too far in defeating and dictating what happens in Americans' own homes, said Representative Russell Fry of South Carolina. This is about defending consumer choice, pushing back on regulatory overreach, and standing up for common sense policy. Jared Golden, Democrat of Maine, said, he said, here's his statement. Shower pressure is a good thing. That's it.
That was his statement?
That was it. He okay. was one of 11 Democrats who joined Republicans to pass the, are you ready for the name of this bill?
Yes.
Saving Homeowners from Overregulation with Exceptional Rinsing Act. Saving Homeowners, Overregulation,
oh, shower.
Exceptional Rinsing Act. Yeah, it's the Shower Act. I mean, it's torture to put that together, but they did it. I mean, you know, kudos to them.
But, you know, Trump's been talking about this for a while.
That's
when
right.
can I get one?
Right.
And that's my whole question.
I want the old showers back, and I want the old light bulbs back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
God, I am so sick of these LEDs. I hate them. They're always breaking. They're always going out. They're so expensive. Just give me we'll go in the back alley and out of your out of your box truck.
You
can be
some.
Axel Foley importing banned incandescent bulbs from Canada or India or wherever. I mean, I bet you can't get them in Canada. I will buy all of them you have. You know?
And I mean, can see you doing that.
Yeah. And what was a light bulb used to be? 50 cents a piece?
Yeah. I thought something it was like 79 that. Cents.
Yeah. 50, under a buck a piece.
Oh, yeah.
Man, nowadays,
you hear the big
take out a second mortgage to buy your light bulbs. Yeah, and right, President Trump issued in April of last year the executive order saying this, and finally Congress gets around to implementing it. So thank you, President Trump.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, finally, for Congress doing this. What was the other one?
I'd like to rinse out my hair.
Oh, right. Man, low shower pressure. Terrible. Anyway, John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by ECUA Bulkway Services. Now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Still rolling accident-free right now. Even delay-free. I-10, I-110, 90-98. Everything's looking good this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Why are they?
Six.
Somebody said you said Axel Foley. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The character from Beverly Hills Cop is the opening of Beverly Hills Cop 1 is him selling as a cop undercover bootleg cigarettes out the back. Come on, you ought to know your movies, people. 656 News Radio 90. And again, I remind myself that anybody under 30 has no idea. No idea whatsoever. And, you know, it's my fault for using outdated references. Oh, I think I told you this one time. I realized after I hadn't been teaching for 5 or 8, 6 years, I realized that if I ever were to go back into teaching, I'd have to change all my examples because I used to use a lot of Friends references and Seinfeld and Titanic. I have a really good Titanic story that I tell, and I can't tell it anymore because they haven't seen the movie.
What about telling it?
No.
Why?
No, it's not going to work.
Okay.
Let's see. This is finally, you remember all of those diplomats that were getting sick and having headaches and hearing problems and all kinds of issues when they were serving in Havana? And we always wondered if maybe it wasn't some kind of a sonic weapon that was being used by the Cubans. Well, the U.S. government quietly acquired in late 2024 a device they believe may have been connected to the debilitating condition they call Havana syndrome. More than 1,500 American officials have reported experiencing it since 2016. More than 1,500. I didn't know the number was that high. I thought it was in the dozens. The device was purchased clandestinely in the final weeks of the Biden administration, I guess the check was signed with an auto pen, by the Department of Homeland Security's Homeland Security Investigations Division, or DHS-HSI. That does not spell shower. Using Pentagon funding that exceeded, are you ready? This is bad. 8 figures.
What?
Like 7 is a million.
Right.
So that's tens of millions of dollars that we spent to buy the device that caused Havana syndrome, according to two people familiar with the matter, CBS News reporting. The device is portable backpack size and contain components of Russian origin. Victims reported a variety of neurological symptoms, severe headaches, head pressure, vertigo, nausea, ringing or popping sensations in the ears, a desire to listen to country music, all kinds of painful things.
What?
Sorry, I couldn't
okay,
help
no, I know you couldn't.
Willingness to vote Democrat. Anyway, many have described... I know. Andrew, you work so hard to be fair. I know, but every once in a while the jabs come out. Just for fun. I love my Democrat friends. I have a lot of Democrat friends, and I really do.
People.
Anyway, many have described hearing an intensely high-pitched, painful sound that appeared to subside when they moved to another location. So sort of like listening to this show. For some, the effects were an annoying high-pitched sound that causes headaches and nausea. It sounds like a promo. Listen to the Pensacola Morning News and following these symptoms. Anyway, reports of cases emerged from every populated continent, spanning dozens of countries and involving diplomats, intelligence officers, and military personnel. What do you do with this? The CIA always said it wasn't real. They always said none of this technology even existed and that a device didn't exist. So either they knew and were lying, or maybe the CIA isn't the grand expert on everything that they think they are.